It's about these two buddies. They haven't seen one another for over 20 years. And they met on this particular corner where this restaurant used to be in store. And they agreed to meet at 20 years from that point in time to 20 years later. So policeman that came by and seen the other guy, I think it was, well, unless it's supposed to have been Jimmy waiting on Bob. And anyway, policeman, you know, of course, naturally, you want to see what was happening. So the guy was telling him what he was doing on the corner. He was waiting on his oldest friend, Bob, who he hadn't seen in a long time. So the policeman was going to move on, and he told him, well, you know, I hope you have luck on finding this guy that's coming by. So, guy did suddenly come up, and they started talking to one another, and they started, you know, trying to find out about what had happened those 20 years, you know, in their lives. Anyway, somehow, so I think it was Bob that got hit, that wasn't Jimmy. I think that's accurate. And he was saying something like a Roman or a pug nose or something. He was looking different. Mm-hmm. And what had happened, Jimmy had became a plain, was a policeman. And he knew that it was a warrant out for Bob's arrest or something. So he couldn't come himself because he felt too embarrassed to arrest a friend after they said they would meet there for 20 years. And the restaurant was no longer there. To it, he was going to take him somewhere else to eat. But then the guy was telling him, would you go quietly and everything? But, you know, we heard that you was coming to Chicago. So he went on with his proceeding to arrest him and all, but he gave him a note. And Jimmy was explaining that, yeah, I knew it was you the moment I seen you when you lit that cigarette. So I didn't have the heart to arrest you because, you know, we're buddies. So I sent somebody else in my place. That's where the difference between the Roman and the pug nose, I imagine. Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Now I want you to tell me a story, a childhood experience. Try to come up with some childhood experience, but have a story, make up a story that has about at least three or more people in it.
Three or more people?
Yeah.
Well, this is almost that possibly true. I was in, it was first grade, yeah, that's the film. I was in first grade, and Miss Wilkerson, that was the first grade teacher's name. Anyway, me and other kids, we were playing horse playing, and so and she had some of the books in her hand, and all, she was coming down the steps. And I think she missed a little flight, you know, and my laughter was so pronounced. You know, she could pick my eyes out from 1,000 other people. So when everybody else was laughing, I wasn't the only one laughing. But when she slipped and fell and books came out of her hand, and I laughed, so I guess so loud. I guess my laughs were just so distinct. So anyway, she started, you know, she's getting up mad at one another. I think this guy named Leroy, a little boy named Leroy. You know, she told Leroy to help pick up her books and everything. She looked at me and said, and called my parents, you know, to the school and everything. Just singled me out from everybody. But I guess I had one of those contagious laughs to make everybody else laugh. So anyway, you know, one thing led to another. And she failed me for that year, too.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, laughter being so laughter. You know.
Okay, that it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you a short story, and when I'm done, I want you to tell it back to me.
The same story that's getting ready to tell
me. No, this is a different one.
Okay.
Here is a story.
All right.
While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries. So she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me the story.
While a lady was shopping, her wallet had fell out of her fell out of her purse that night. And she had the merchandise and everything, so she had to put it back. So she went on home. When she went on home, she got a call from a girl, a little girl. A little girl said she had found her wallet and everything, and she was very relieved.
Okay. Remember the story, because I'm going to ask you to tell it to me again. Now I'm going to run you through a few memory exercises.
Okay.
First, I want you to repeat some numbers after me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here it is. 582.
582.
694.
694.
6439. 6439. 7286.
7286.
Okay. 42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
591-7428.
591-7248.
Almost. 417-9386.
417-9286.
Okay. 581-92647.
Could you say that again?
581-92647.
581-9247.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you some numbers, and this time I want you to repeat them backwards.
Oh, no.
Okay, ready? 2-4.
4-2.
5-8.
8-5.
6-2-9.
9-2-6.
4-1-5.
5-1-4.
3-2-7-9.
3-2-7-9. You said 3-2-7-9.
Mm-hmm.
9-7-2-3.
Mm-hmm. 4-9-6-8.
8-6-9-4.
Mm-hmm. 1-5-2-8-6.
Oh, 1-5-2-8-6. 6-2-5-1.
6-1-8-4-3.
6-1-8-4-3.
3-4-1-6. Okay. Now I want you to think of some items for me. I want you to name as many foods as you can in 1 minute. And
would I repeat myself?
Huh?
Would I repeat myself?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ready? And go.
Potatoes, steak, eggs, french fries, broccoli, spinach, celery, lettuce, cheese, fish, chicken, cantaloupe, raspberries, grapes, pears, apples, bananas. Hot dogs, beef steak, liver, rice, onions, celery, corn, Brussels sprouts, watermelon, pears, candy yams, potato chips, popcorn, cereal.
Any more?
No, that's it. Oh, man.
Okay. This time, name as many animals as you can in 1 minute.
Oh, man.
Ready? Then go.
Cat, dog, fox, elephant, lion, zebra, tiger, monkey, squid, giraffe, rhinoceros, buffalo, mountain lion, zebra. I said that before, didn't I?
I don't know.
Who sees a thousand? Orangutan. Bear. You see, oh boy. Salamander. You see, oh man, come on, come on. I love animals. Fish.
Any more?
That's it.
Okay. Last one is kitchen items, things you find in the kitchen.
Well, that was food. I don't. I mean, do all this little cooking and all.
Well, do the best you can. And go.
Things you find in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Can opener, forks, knives, spoons, glasses, pitchers, a coffee maker, a toaster, the stove itself, microwave. Plates. Let's see. I forgot the thing that the chops with the eggs. The little you put the egg on it and you go whoop. Measuring cup. Let's see. What else you find in the kitchen? The icebox. A clock. Yes.
Can you do a little bit more? Not quite a
minute.
Okay, now it's a minute.
Scissors.
Okay. Any more? It is a minute now, though.
Okay. Yeah, that was
it. Okay. It's the last series of exercises. I'm going to time you on this too. Go across here and read each line as fast as you can.
Oh, this way?
Yeah, go all the way like that and go all the way until you finish and read it as fast.
I mean, each one like that, right?
Yeah, and read it as fast as you can.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
See these colors there, those dots?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can, going down each line. The name of the color of each dot as fast as you can. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
This one.
Mm-hmm.
You see the third line?
Yeah.
Instead of reading, going across and reading it, I want you to tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Oh, okay. Okay, go you ahead. Want me to stop?
Yeah, go ahead and do it.
Okay, green, black, gray, blue.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want you to do.
Oh, word. As fast as I can go.
Don't read it. Just tell me the color that each word is printed on.
Okay.
Going all the way down until you finish. Ready?
Yeah.
And go.
Blue. Red. Green. Yellow. Green. Yellow. Green. Blue. Red. Blue, yellow, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, red, yellow, green, blue, red, blue, yellow, red.
Okay. Do you remember the story about the lady with the groceries?
That was shopping.
Yeah, can you tell the story
again? And a wallet dropped out of her purse or whatever, and she had already had her groceries, and she had to put the groceries back up. And this little girl had called on the phone to inform her that she had found her wallet and everything, and she was very enlightened.
Okay, that's it.
That's it?
That's the whole thing. Let me get you the sign.
This is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Your mind say one thing, but
yeah. that's actually the experiment. The other two was just to get you started.
Yeah, okay.
So can you, this is a receipt. Right. I just need to put my records. I don't have any envelopes, so.
I mean, I like that one. Damn, I like that one.
It's called the Stroop test. Did you sign the other one?
Oh.
I'll keep one and you keep one.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is your consent form.
Okay.
This is your copy that I've signed.
Mm-hmm.
You keep this. This is your receipt.
Oh, okay.
And this is your
Okay. How I do?
And
so
you did okay. You did good.
How's my memory?
Huh?
My memory.
Oh, the memory's good. The memory's quite good.
Is it a short-term memory? How long is it a short-term memory?